I'm Randy Hiltner. I'm the Northeast District Fishery Supervisor out of Devil's Lake. I manage the lakes in Northeast North Dakota. We've actually found about 15 lakes and reservoirs that I'm concerned with for really low oxygen levels. Some of those are going to have a significant fish kill or total kill, and others might sneak through. We're going to do some miscellaneous netting surveys to determine what's left in those lakes, and hopefully we can trap and transport some adult fish and amend the fish stocking request to get those fisheries back up and running. Some that are typically winter kill lakes that are struggling this winter would be North Golden Lake, Red Willow Lake, and Goose Lake near Harvey. So those are three pretty good fisheries that hopefully make it through without too much fish kill. Hopefully we don't lose the walleyes in Goose Lake. Lake Addy has a very nice walleye population. Lake Coe is good. Dry Lake in Foster County is really good. So yeah, you shouldn't have to look too far to find some good walleye lakes. Northerns are really good, and of course they're more resilient to low oxygen levels and winter kills, so there should be plenty of opportunities for pike. Up in the Turtle Mountains, Gravel Lake got a high pike population, as does Lake Upsilon and Carpenter Lake. Red Willow Lake, if they survive, should have good northern numbers as well. As far as some nicer perch lakes go, Hami Dam and South Golden Lake are two good lakes for some bigger perch, but lots of the other water bodies have smaller perch. Bluegill, again up in the Turtle Mountains, Lake Upsilon and Gravel Lake have some nice bluegill. There's lots of 7-inch bluegills in the English Gooley Pond over near Grand Forks. It'd be a good place to take kids out. Fordville Dam's got some nice bluegill. Looking at black crappie, Whitman Dam's got some nice crappie, Mount Carmel Dam, and of course for numbers, Hami Dam would be a good place to go. Rainbow trout, if Hooker Lake, and I think the oxygen levels were good enough in Hooker Lake to date, there's really nice trout population in there, and I certainly hope they overwinter, because there's trout over 6 pounds in there and all other sizes. There should still be lots of fishing opportunities. The lake levels should come up somewhat this spring with the heavy snowpack and the spring runoff, which will be good in the long run for those fisheries. But yeah, there won't be any shortage of fishing opportunities. There will be several fish kill lakes, but some of these are typically have trouble during even normal winters, so not taking a very large net loss in fishing lake opportunities.